All right, well, I'm glad I'm not going to have the grossest story tonight. I do have a lot of scars. I've got a broken arm, coffee table, one here from the knife game from Aliens with an ice pick. That was not good. That's its whole other story, but that one still gives me shivers. But the one I've got for tonight is from a watering hole up 83. Won't name it by name just in case, and because, you know, people might sue. I don't know. But they have a rope swing there, and it is a giant open quarry. I'm somebody who's afraid of heights, but I also, from all the other stories, don't have good judgment, like openly go in the face of good judgment. And so I was there in high school with a bunch of friends, and one of my best friends was on his first date with my ex-girlfriend. So I wanted to find stuff to do that day. So I thought, well, I'm terrified of heights. Why don't I jump off this cliff? Seemed like a smart idea at the time. So I'm going off the rope swing, and I'd already gone off like two or three times. And then one time I go out, and I'm hanging on. And I realize I've hung on a little too long, so I let go a little too late, because normally you just kind of swing out and drop. But I had gotten a good solid upswing, so I had an arc, so I went a little bit higher than normal, and then kind of twisted when I realized, wait, I did that wrong. And come down, ballpark from the way it felt, I'm going to say about 300 feet, it's probably more like 20 or 30. And I hit the water. That's the only way to describe it, because it was just a solid. And the entire left side of my body goes numb. I hit hard. So I just basically completely clench up, go fetal position, and just start dealing with, okay, what just happened? What just happened? Ow, ow, ow. I can't move the left side of my body. And so I start doggy paddling with the right side. Oh. Just kind of like, you know. Yeah, just kicking as much as I can and just start getting a little bit of motion into the left side. And finally, as I'm realizing, like, I'm running out of air, I break the surface and I just gasp, you know, like just trying to tread water, and immediately look up because I figure somebody's about to come right down on top of me because I don't know how long I've been under. And then I see the shoreline and just everybody staring because they saw me go in and nobody saw me come up. And there's two lifeguards pretty much at the ready, like, you know, do you need us to come out? Do you need us to come out? And pride, no, I'm good. Just piddle, 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 piddle. I get to the shore, and like, all right, we need to check you out. Just got to make sure you're okay. So, you know, they check me out completely, you know, take my pulse, all that. I had one, so I don't know what else they needed to know. And they're asking, is there any problems? I'm like, well, it just sounds murky. They're like, well, you've got a lot of water in your ears because, duh. And so they said, come back if anything feels weird. And so later in the day, this ear starts really kind of stinging. Like, well, you probably have swimmer's ear. This is not chlorinated quarry. And so, like, when you get home, you just Q-tip it out, take some hydrogen peroxide, pour it in, you'll be fine. And so finish the day. I'm the one driving all my friends around. So I drive them home, and on the way home, it feels at one point like somebody took a rusty ice pick and decided to rev my ear like a motorcycle. It was unpleasant. So get home, decide, all right, let me do this. I take the hydrogen peroxide, pour a cap full, tilt my head. I remember thinking bottoms up, my right hand's on the counter. I pour it. And then I wake up, and my hand is still holding onto the countertop above me, and I'm just passed. I was passed out on the bathroom floor, so I didn't do the right ear, and think, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to sleep it off. It still sounded really murky, so I go to bed with the left ear on the pillow, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and the pillow is soaked, and I look at it, and I just. And the water is about out to here, about basketball size. But around about here, it starts to get pink. And then it starts to get really nasty. Like a spoonful of jelly. It was awful. So I get up. I flip the pillow over. I go back to sleep. It was the middle of the night. Wake back up a little bit later. That can't be right. Flip it back over. Okay. Go downstairs. Q-tip it out. Spare you more details. I wake up my mom. All right, Mom, just so you know, I think I need to see the doctor tomorrow. Is everything all right? I don't know. We'll see. Go back to bed. Go to the doctor the next day, and the doctor looks in my ear and says, as a doctor should do with tact and all that, "Oh, my God." Which point my mom passes out on the chair. Like, is it really that bad? Yeah. Well, what is it? Your eardrum. What about it? It's gone. Okay. So for the next 6 months, basically, I mean, antibiotics like crazy. I had to take Vaseline onto a cotton ball and stick it in my ear anytime I took a shower and be super careful about all of it. Over that time, it did grow back, which I didn't know they did, thankfully. But, yeah, so this ear, I can't really show it to the audience, but the eardrum is, I'd say, about 50 to 75% scar tissue. My balance has never been entirely great. I'm kind of nearsighted of hearing in this ear, which actually qualifies me really well to be a karaoke host now. So there we go.